The district of 100 Mile House has approved an application from the BC Drag It Challenge to hold a one-day event at the 100 Mile Airport during their November 26 regular council meeting. The BC Drag It Challenge is the first and only drag and drive in BC, Canada's West Coast, that takes place in multiple race locations, according to its website. According to the application form submitted to the district of 100 Mile House on November 13, the event is set to be held on June 21, 2025, at the 100 Mile Airport, with an estimated 100 to 150 participants and an estimated 700 people in attendance. Rental rates were $250 per day for use of the apron only, with $500 for the apron and runway. Two issues came up during the discussion. Donna Barnett raised concerns due to the lack of barriers which could pose a safety risk, while Dave Mingo noted in past events where there was parking in the 100 Mile Marsh, which he said isn't even owned by the district. District of 100 Mile House Mayor Maureen Pinkney stated that the organization needs to maintain a clear roadway. Council ended up unanimously approving the application. District of 100 Mile House Council floats potential new CAD bylaw. The District of 100 Mile House floated ideas for a new bylaw addressing cats. This came in response to a letter sent by Sandra and Bruce Madu, residents of 100 Mile House, in which they are asking council to force residents to keep their cats under control. "We would appreciate it if council would ban those cats from running wild," the Madus wrote in their letter. Barnett cited a proposed bylaw in Smithers, BC, where a resident requested Smithers Council amend their animal control bylaws to include roaming pet cats. Barnett noted the situation in Smithers has gotten extremely bad. Mingo, meanwhile, stated that the feral cat problem has been haunting 100 Mile House for some time, but added the trap-neuter release, TNR, method is costly for the district. Council directed that staff prepare a draft bylaw for the Committee of the Whole to review, and also agreed to send a letter back to the Madus informing them council is exploring options. Council approves 2025 grants for assistance. The District of 100 Mile House has approved around $12,550 in grant assistance. According to the report prepared by Sheena Elias, the Director of Finance with the District of 100 Mile House, around 29 applications totaling $113,000 were reviewed at the November 18 South Caribou Joint Committee, in which around $48,650 were approved in contributions. The district, the report adds, contributed around $12,550 to support 22 of these initiatives. During the discussion, Pinkney and Mingo stepped out due to a conflict of interest, as both are involved with the 100 Mile House Wranglers Jr. A hockey club, one of the recipients. The Wranglers will receive $300 for costs associated with year-end scholarship banquet. New mobile home park bylaw officially adopted. The District of 100 Mile House has adopted the new mobile home park bylaw. The bylaw repeals and replaces the original bylaw that had been in effect since 1978. And is to ensure the development and expansion of mobile home parks in an environment appropriate for residential use, according to the bylaw document. It regulates the establishment, extension, design and servicing of mobile home parks. Council also adopted a new municipal ticket bylaw to account for the changes made by the new mobile home park bylaw.